You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. A lot of people take on a second job to try and earn a little extra cash to make ends meet. One group of Syracuse University students looked into a number of local residents' avocations. Lizzie Goldsmith helped put together and narrates Syracuse side hustles. She tells WAER's Chris Bolt that they found people who were playing out their passions.
So, Lizzie Goldsmith, where did the idea of Syracuse side hustles come from, and what is a side hustle?
So a side hustle is, as we defined it, a job that people are doing on the side to supplement their full-time job. So sometimes that looks like something that brings in quite a bit of income. Sometimes it's more of a passion project. Sometimes it's a bit of both. But a year ago, we did a series on people's full-time jobs. And so this year, we decided to look at what they're doing on the side and what fuels that.
How did you find the subjects, given that in many cases, their real job and the side hustle really don't have much
Very
to do
different.
With one another? Yeah.
Yeah. Social media was actually how we found a lot of people. Social media, word of mouth, friends of friends. With the three people we'll be talking about today, we found all of them through Instagram and Facebook. A couple people on my team, I knew someone who knew someone and connected me to him.
So with the first segment we're going to listen to, Amber, her side hustle is very different from what she does for a full-time job.
That's right. She's a paralegal full-time and then on the side runs As You Wish Entertainment, which is basically fairy tale and superhero costume characters at small birthday parties, bigger events, that sort of thing.
And we have a clip of listening to her actually visiting a theme park where it all started. Right.
We went to Epcot, where they have all the princesses go table to table and do the meet and greets with all the kids. And Sleeping Beauty, Disney's Sleeping Beauty, thought that I was greeting another table. She didn't know that it was my daughter and my nieces. So she invited me up and she said, Anna, come follow me around the entire restaurant. So there were guards that had came over, the manager came over, and they're like, we are so sorry. We thought that she was one of ours.
So she started it to make ends meet as a single mom, but it really comes out of a passion that she has as well.
So the next person we're going to hear a little bit more about is Torrance, who came up with another creative way to express himself. And in his case, it's something that he found out that he was actually pretty good at. Again, not really very much related to his full-time job.
Yeah, so he is a comedian, as well as his full-time job being that of a forklift operator. Yeah, performs at Funny Bone Comedy Club in Syracuse and in other areas.
And we hear in a little clip that we have of his podcast that he not only got good feedback from it, but it almost kind of touched him.
I went to a comedy show in 2009. I saw Earthquake perform at Funny Bone in Virginia Beach. And a light bulb went off in my head, and I was like, I need to be doing this. I need to be telling jokes. He was just talking, you know, he was just relating to the crowd, and I looked around, I just saw everybody lighting up, laughing, and I started to think, like, man, I think I can do this. So at the end of the show, I went out front so I could be, like, the first one to watch everybody walk out, and everybody that came out was just in a good mood. They were, like, high-fiving each other, and people were holding hands and hugging, and I was like, you know what? I want to make people feel like that.
And the third person that we're going to hear a little bit more about is Talia. Again, her full-time job and the side hustle are very different, although in her case, she said actually there was even a little bit of a connection.
For sure. She works at an LGBTQ youth center for her full-time job, and she is also the headmistress of Salt City Burlesque.
Getting into the human service field, like, you're being very vulnerable. Like, you're putting yourself out there for all the world to see and judge, but you're also trying to help people who are going through similar feelings. I don't talk about my past a lot, and I also don't talk about what I do a lot. Like, there are some that know, and I had worried that, you know, being a burlesque performer was going to be an issue when I went into this line of work, because, I mean, I do human services. I don't really care what adults think about me, but is it going to be a problem that I'm working with young people?
But she actually got a lot of positive feedback from her director saying that, no, there's a lot of courage in this, a lot of skills that can be learned share that with the youth that you work with.
So in doing this project, did you find that there was any universal reason why people did these things? I mean, in this case, these are all fairly creative endeavors, not just driving an Uber or Lyft to make a little extra money. Was there something else they were trying to get out of it just then, the profit?
Right. So we've heard from a few performers today. There's also activists and entrepreneurs and more creative makers. And so with all of them, they loved what they do. Whether or not it brings in a lot of money, a little bit of money, it's something they're passionate about. And in a lot of cases, it was something they want to be able to spend more time on and be able to devote a bigger chunk of their working life to that.
For a link to longer podcasts of these stories and 9 more people with side hustles, you can visit our website, waer.org.